Today is Friday, March 27, 2020. This is the weekly recap from Market Desk Research. Section 1. Global stimulus measures lead to market rally. Here's the positives from the week. The U.S. Senate passes estimated $2 trillion coronavirus fiscal stimulus bill. Coronavirus testing measures increasing. In our view, this is a positive because it will provide more data for health professionals and policymakers to analyze.
As of now, the U.S. has a denominator problem because we do not know how far or fast the outbreak is spreading or the actual death rate.
Here's the negatives from the week. Coronavirus deaths rise in Europe, particularly Spain and Italy, signaling the continent is struggling to contain the outbreak. Commercial mortgage market experiences significant liquidity issues as fears grow that businesses will not be able to pay rent. Coronavirus cases in the U.S. begin to surge in new parts of the country. Louisiana and Florida both announced surge in new cases. Initial jobless claims soared to 3.3 million last week, which is the highest weekly amount since tracking started in 1967. Section 2. U.S. equity markets.
Global markets rallied this week as government passed fiscal stimulus measures and global central banks enacted monetary stimulus measures.
The Federal Reserve launched an asset purchase program with an unlimited buying mandate.
The Trump administration and U.S. Senate passed a $2 trillion fiscal stimulus measure. Germany is considering a $160 billion emergency budget.
The European Central Bank launched an asset purchase program worth an estimated $820 billion. Japan is working on a $500 billion fiscal stimulus package.
With a surge of global stimulus measures in sight, investors appear to have walked back negative expectations a bit this week.
Energy, industrials, and consumer discretionary went from underperformers last week to top performer status this week.
The bottom of the pack consisted of consumer staples, healthcare, utilities, and communication services.
Factor groupings reversed course this week. Small caps outperformed large caps by 2.5%.
Cyclical sectors outperformed defensive sectors by 6.7%.
However, the reversal did not extend to value and growth.
Growth once again outperformed value, this time by 0.4%.
Not surprisingly, low volatility was a relative underperformer.
Section 3. Credit markets.
Credit markets rebounded this week after the Federal Reserve committed to an unlimited asset purchasing program. The move is an effort to address liquidity issues and credit risks in the credit market. Companies have raced to raise cash and shore up their balance sheets over the past weeks, and the Fed wants to facilitate the flow of credit through the economy. U.S. investment grade and high-yield bonds both rebounded, with the high-yield to investment grade spread narrowing by 18 bips this week. There remains significant liquidity and credit risks in the high-yield portion of the credit market, which is creating good values if investors can ride the ups and downs.
Section 4. Reacting to the market rally.
There are multiple potential explanations for this week's rally, such as a short-term reaction to stimulus measures, a short-covering rally, or change in algorithm sentiment. As tempting as it is to say the market has bottomed, there remains a long way to go. The markets have suffered tremendous technical damage. Credit markets are stressed. As of March 26, 2020, the S&P 500 is 22.5% below the most recent high and 20% above the recent market bottom. Bulls and bears continue to battle for control.
It remains incredibly difficult to define within a reasonable degree of accuracy how much earnings will decline.
As a result, there are incredible deals in the market today. However, investors purchasing today should have minimal liquidity needs over the next 12 months and have the fortitude to ride the inevitable ups and downs.
You can read our market view in the March 6, 2020 Friday Strategist linked in today's PDF. Our view has not changed.
Section 5. International markets and FX. Developed markets outperformed emerging by 1.9% this week. USD weakened against most currencies as investors waded back into risk assets after the $2 trillion fiscal stimulus and Fed asset purchases. However, USD is likely to remain in demand as the coronavirus outbreak continues and companies prioritize cash. Looking across regions, Europe was the top performer this week, followed by the Americas and a lagging Asia-Pacific.
European Union lawmakers approved emergency funds to address the coronavirus outbreak, and the European Central Bank removed restrictions, including country limits, on its asset purchases.
Investors view both actions as broadly positive for Europe.
You can read our latest European report linked in today's PDF. Our view has not changed. Thanks for listening to today's market guide update and see today's email for the full report PDF.